My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life, some days are good and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work, both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Bianca Belair, WWE, with D'Lo and Casey.
Did I turn?
Bianca, what's happening?
Good. Nothing much. Am I good here? Should I turn my screen? Wait.
Can you? Yeah, there you go. That's it right there.
It's like if I need to go left, I need to go right. It's opposite. Okay. Hi.
Hey, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Nah, we great, man. Thank you for joining us. We was just talking, you know, wrestling, and like it feels like, and I'm wondering, like, do you feel this as a performer or if this is just a fan thing? It feels like there is a crazy buzz around wrestling right now, and really specifically WWE wrestling, man. But it feels like, I think it was Rock, was using the tagline, wrestling is cool again or something like that. But like, it feels like wrestling is the thing right now.
Yeah, it definitely is. It's a buzz around it. And I love how, I feel like there's so many wrestling fans out there, right? But I feel like there's a lot of wrestling fans that you don't know are wrestling fans until they get around each other. And I realized how crazy, like, wrestling is right now with the hype around it. Whenever I go to these amazing events and I'm meeting celebrities and I'm meeting like all these entertainers, and they're like, what do you do? I'm like, I'm a wrestler. And like, oh, they have so many questions. I'm like, I love wrestling. But I definitely think there's a huge buzz around it. And I love how, you know, I feel like there's a lot more possibilities of crossovers between mainstream, and you're seeing a lot more people coming over, whether it's The Rock coming back, or you have Logan Paul coming over, or you have Bad Bunny, or, you know, it's just so many crossovers happening right now.
Yeah, wrestling is booming, like you guys are talking about. But I want to talk about the EST. I want to talk about Bianca Belair, right? I'm fascinated by your track story. So you went to South Carolina, shout out to Columbia, South Carolina, that's where my people's at. You went to Texas A&M and then back to Knoxville for Tennessee. What did you run? What'd you do with track?
I did the hurdles. I did 100 hurdles and 400 hurdles.
Mm. Oh, that's tough.
Them 100 hurdles is one of the wildest sports events. Like the concentration and an agility and strength that y'all have.
Yeah. It's a lot of people think that you jump the hurdles. You run the hurdles. Like if you actually watch Hurley, you shuffle between the hurdles. So like your ankle never goes over your ankle. And then you're just like, it's like an elongated stride over the hurdle. It's very beautiful if you actually watch the race and watch how they run the hurdles and they don't jump the hurdles. You barely break a stride. It's amazing.
We were talking about this during the Olympics. I tried that once because I think the way y'all, you're laughing because you know how it ended. I actually tried it at Neyland Stadium at the University of Tennessee. Yeah, it ended as badly as you're imagining it went. That's how it went.
You know, it was worth the try.
I don't know that it was, but all right.
Well, the first time I tried, I fell. It was raining and I fell and I slid in a puddle. So maybe you should have just kept trying. You never know. You know,
it was perfectly sunny out. Like it was 80 degrees. I don't have anything to blame it on. And I could have kept going, but it was like, yeah, you know what? I learned my lesson. I'll just try a straight print. It'll be fine.
You know, everything's not for everybody. I get it.
That's it.
I know. Do you still follow like the track world? Where I'm sure you were super locked into the Olympics, man. The track and field, that's always my favorite. I'm a basketball guy, so I love basketball. But 1A is track and field. They showed up and showed out in these Olympics. It was great to see.
It was really great. I feel like I don't get to watch it as much because I'm traveling so much. But my two best friends that I have, I met them on the track. One when I was 8, one when I was 13. We're still friends to this day. So they're always sending me the updates. Like, track is coming on at this time. Bianca, I know you can't see, so they're sending me clips of everything. I definitely followed the Olympics. I feel like this is one of the most fun Olympics to watch. And I feel like the track girlies, they showed up and they showed out.
Yeah, absolutely.
All of them. Sydney is one of my favorites. She's just in a league of her own for the 400 hurdles. I was really rooting for Lele in the 100 hurdles. I know she's going to come back even stronger. Sha'Carri did her thing. Gabby did her thing. Like, all the girls did their thing. Like, track is really, really fun to watch. I feel like for track at the Olympics is one of the times when, like, I feel like the world kind of all stops and just watch. Like, we're all doing the same thing at the same time.
Now, you're from Knoxville.
Mm-hmm. Knoxville, Tennessee.
Did you ever want to play basketball? Because that's the bag there in Knoxville.
Yeah. I grew up watching the Lady Vols playing. I grew up during the Pat Summit time. I played basketball. I did play basketball. I played basketball in high school. Our basketball team were state champions. But I was never tall enough, for one. And two, I was a great defense player. I got the most rebounds. I was not good at free throws because I couldn't see out my right eye. I would go down a fast break layup. I was too strong. The ball would bounce off the hip, the backboard, and bounce to the other side. I was like, you know what? Box out, get y'all the rebounds. Dennis Rodman was my favorite basketball player because I felt like he's great at defense. He was aggressive. I can do that. So I played basketball in high school, but the last year I sat out so I could focus on track. But I love basketball. I just can't. I don't know. I'm too strong, and I can't figure out how to.
Yeah. I was about to say, you sound like
you free throws with Pat. Pat will not allow you to miss free throws.
I was about to say.
From the Pat Summit era and Candace Parker, I grew up on Lady Ball basketball.
I was about to say, you sound like an enforcer. You sound like Draymond out there.
Yeah, a little bit. Yeah, that was different beyond, you know.
Are you still into other sports? I mean, obviously you have so much going on as a wrestler and a sports entertainer and a reality star and all of that. Like, are you still into sports?
Yeah, I love sports. I'm a sports girly. My brother's the reason why I got into sports in the first place. I saw him get a trophy.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whoops. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
Be at a banquet one year and I'm like, I want a trophy. So I play in sports. I've played almost every sport in the book. I've tried a lot of sports, even if it didn't work out. Like, I tried tennis, it didn't work out. But my brother is still a football coach. He's a high school football coach. So we still watch football. I love football. I don't get to watch it as much now because we're on the road doing live events Saturdays and Sundays. But I try to watch as much as possible. I just try not to be in the house or be around my husband when the Bears are playing. So
I could dig that. So I'm gonna pull back the curtain a little bit. You don't have to. I understand, but I'm gonna pull back just a little bit. So I've been a big fan since NXT. You know, I don't always get like these little prospects that I think are going to be, I don't always get them right. But I remember seeing Bianca Belair and I saw you had somebody in a torture rack or something. I said, yo, she about to be nice. So then she go to Royal Rumble. She does what she does at Royal Rumble. I was like, I got it right. Like I knew she was going to be a star. And, you know, you ascend to the top of the business and you're one of the biggest stars or whatever the case may be. And I'll never forget. I don't even think you had won a championship yet, but I knew you were a star. I knew you were like a big deal, up and coming star. And I'll never forget, it was Halloween. And I don't know if you posted it or I just kept scrolling and seeing stuff, but I saw all these little girls with the ponytail and they were the EST or whatever. And Dane probably remembered this. I went to him, I said, and like I said, you don't have to say nothing if you want to. I said, they could never turn her. She means too much to too many people, especially the little girls. Almost Cena-like. Like, they could never turn her. Like, especially the black little girls, too, because I got a little daughter. And just seeing all the little black girls with the ponytail, and they love the EST. What does that mean for you? I mean, I know you see it, you know, every Halloween or every time you guys go on the road and everything else like that. But to see the little girls and how much they love Bianca Belair, what does that mean to you?
It means everything. Like Halloween was always fun to me, but it wasn't like one of my favorite holidays. Now it's absolutely one of my favorite holidays. And I wait every year and I can't wait to see all the pictures on social media. And it's not like an ego thing of like, oh, these little girls are dressed up like me because they want to be like me. No, it's just letting me know that what I'm doing is impactful and it's positive and it means something. And that means everything to me. And that was one of the main reasons why my WrestleMania entrance in LA was what it was, because I was going to these meet and greets and I was seeing all these little girls dressed like me and with these braids. I'm like, wow, they really see themselves in me. And I want them to see themselves in me. And so they feel like they're a part of this because they are. So I need them to be a part of this. I want them to be on that stage. Like when they see me on that stage, I don't want them to just see themselves in me. I want them to see themselves on that grand stage. So that was one of the reasons why I had the Divas of Compton and all the little girls dancing at WrestleMania for they're the reason why I do what I do. I feel like I've done so much and I've gotten to accomplish so much that I have to have a why. I have to have a purpose of what I'm doing, why I'm doing what I do. And they are that purpose and they are my why. So, I don't know. John Cena, I've always looked up to John Cena. Amazing inside the ring, outside the ring. And I think that his career has been wonderful because of his impact that he's had. So if I can do anything like John Cena, I just know that I just feel like it gives my career purpose. So
I'm gonna shed a tear if it ever happened. If it ever happened, I'm shedding a tear. I'll be like, no, Bianca, no, don't do it. I'm gonna be upset.
Heart, you know,
which is the whole point, right? That's the whole point. Is to,
put the chair down, Bianca. Don't do it.
last thing before we let you go, talking about shedding a tear and emotional moments. When you talk about top moments of all time, you and Sasha face to face at the main event at WrestleMania. 10 times out of 10, it gets me. Can you explain just what that moment was like in that ring, surrounded by 70 some odd thousand people across from her?
It's really hard to put into words. I always ask people, if you want to know how I feel, just go back and watch the beginning of that match where I'm tears breaking down at the beginning of that match, where the last place that you want to show weakness and breaking down is across from your opponent. And I was too overwhelmed. For one, it was during the pandemic and it was our first time being back around fans and my family was there. And there was so much anticipation and build up to that moment. We didn't even know that we were going to be the main event until the night before. And so it was a lot hitting me. Like I didn't even get to soak it in, like we didn't find out weeks before. We found out the night before. So like everything was getting so fast. And then that morning we got to WrestleMania, it was thunderstorming. We didn't even know WrestleMania was going to happen. So we're trying not to like get too excited in case it doesn't happen. And then all of a sudden we're out there and we're standing across from each other and the moment is happening. And you have to understand that that was so early in my career. That was a year being on the main roster. And so being someone that, that was that green in a year in, you're on, you're main eventing WrestleMania and you're making history. It was just so overwhelming. And it was, I think it was amazing because it was more than just being about wrestling. It was unprecedented. It was making history. It was impactful. I feel like we rocked the internet. We rocked the world. I mean, you had girls of me and Sasha and you in the UK and in Africa. It just shows how impactful WWE is. And it's really cool to know that like generations are going to go back to that match and use that for inspiration. But I've only watched that match back twice. Once on my own and the second time because we had to film something watching it. So like I was like kind of forced to. And I don't like to watch I get way too emotional. Like even now, like I'm like breathing a little bit heavier because it draws so much emotion out of me. But it was an amazing moment. I mean, we won an ESPY off of that match. It was just something that's always going to be my top moment of my career.
Well, the great part about it is it has two. It has the one at the beginning and then the one at the end when you use the ponytail that all the little girls are wearing to make sure you walk home with the title, which is one of the most, oh, God, reactions I think I've ever had watching a wrestling match.
Yeah, so, I mean, my number one rule is do not touch my hair. And the girls pulling my hair, so it's always warranted, you know, being the good always warranted.
We appreciate you so much. Congratulations. As you could tell, we're huge fans. And y'all were talking about heel turns earlier. We have watched wrestling a long time. Don't go any near any barbershop windows with Jade. I'm just saying. If y'all walk past the barbershop, just walk in a different direction and say, hey, Jade, let's go over here. Because it's
across the street, Bianca. I mean, y'all good right now. Cross the street.
Just cross the street.
We good. We trying to be great right now.
No, y'all are great. Right. That's for sure. Y'all are great. We appreciate you. Thank you so much.
That's Bianca Belair right there.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life, some days are good and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work, both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former All-Pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for 4 episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Odyssey app.